Our main speaker tonight is Red.
Hi everybody, my name's Red and I'm an alcoholic. I'd like to especially welcome anybody new, anybody that's coming back. If you had a drink before you come in here, you're in the right place. And if you have one when you leave here, keep coming back. That was told to me in 1959. But I didn't listen to it, and when I did come back, I came back drunk. And mine is a lot of trial and error. It took what it took. It took every drink from me to be sitting here, standing here, whatever. People said they don't like nicknames in them days. Because your name, no matter what my name is, I'm an alcoholic. No matter what my job is, I'm an alcoholic. No matter what my age is, I'm an alcoholic. Because I thought I was too young when I came in here. I was 44 years old. That's 48 years ago. And I said, are you kidding me? I went to the auto group, had a little lemon and cake. Cost 29 cents. I said, what a bunch of sports. And the guy George said to me, my buddy Mikey, he said, you don't have what it takes to get your name put on that cake. I'll never forget that, but it didn't, it's not my drinking. And this is the place. And my life, I'll give you a quick rundown. I started drinking about 8, 9, and I've been drinking it. And I grew up through the war, and 1935, I was born. Charlie, my friend, always says, it's funny, you were born 6 months later, AA was started. You were on the bottom, you know. And as a kid, I drank, I never drank there. I wanted to be a big shot. The war was over in 1945, I was 10 years old, and everybody drank in the street. There were no cars, they had a jukebox. It was okay as long as you behaved yourself. Everybody drank, I looked at the biggest drugs, they were my idols. And there were bars all over, I grew up in the neighborhood, 74. Bars, 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 and they all opened, and I sold papers. And I used to drink all the leftovers. And I just did that. Next thing you know, I was getting thrown out of school in sixth grade. Because I was bringing wine and Stinky Pete, 29 cents a barrel, called Five Star. My friend Eddie Coy used to always say, California wine bottled in the Bronx, you know. And it's, and that was, I got kicked out of school, I got only yelled. And my mother and father were worried that I'm a sneak. And I had a big family. I come from a family, I'm Irish Italian. I come from a family of 8 kids. There were 2. And I ate oatmeal when I was a kid for dinner and everything. And the reason I tell you that, because it had nothing to do with my drinking. I wanted to be a big shot. I went to the Paramount to see Sinatra and I called. I went down to Bobby Sarkin's running all over. I'm running all over. I finally told him, yeah, I don't know where to go. And I thought I was on top of the world. I love hanging out. I could skip a lot because in 1952, my probation officer, who was a female, and she said, you better get your act and do something, go to service. You're going to join your buddies and get put away with them. So, I was a Korean War was on, and the Army and the Marines were drafted. The Air Force and Navy were taken to select. I was down to join the Air Force, which I figured I'd fail everything and then come back and give up a story like I always did. Somehow I got a pretty good IQ. I retained things. I'm very good with numbers and retained things I hear. See him, and next thing you know, I'm getting sworn in. Where am I going? I'm getting Shanghai, you know. And next thing you know, I'm in the service, I'm in basic, and I'm on my own, back home. And it's January 1953, I'm on my way to Morocco. It's a dollar a bottle, whatever you drink. Canadian Club, Scotch, whatever you want. And then I said, wow, everything in the club was 20 cents, 5 cents a night. And you can get a load of being drinking, drinking, drinking. The reason I tell this, I was there 18 months. I was out of sight. I ended up drinking, starting on that sight. When I had no alcohol, we mixed it, my buddy went blind. But that didn't stop my drinking. I got discharged. I was a pretty good ball player. That allowed me to drink in the bars when I was younger. And I had a chance. I had every union in the city open to me. You name the union, I had a shot. A shot to get in the book of it. I said, I'm going to take a year off. My friend Joe loves my Social Security reading. You'll see from 56 to 76, $40, $80, $100, $500. He said, you got to be kidding. Let me read out to my wife. And I got back to these rooms in 1976. I used to go to meetings, the Yorkville group, a couple of groups on the west side. I fall off the chair. And the people said, let him stay there. And they wasn't being cruel. They didn't want me to get out of fall. And he kept coming back. That's all I heard. Who belongs in here? Warning you. You got a problem with alcohol. And they like to call me the last of the dinosaurs because that's all I ever did was alcohol. And that was enough. I drank it all. I drank the Chinese booze, Chablis, Imperial, Four Roses, Carlsberg. And there was a drink called Fleischmann's. There was 97 proof, and I loved that. And I drank, but I didn't like what was happening when I drank. But I didn't understand about stopping. I didn't understand. I always thought it was the last drink I had to stay away from. And I would count drinks and I would go over. I would do this. I would come out at 12 o'clock at night. I'd still come home 6-7 days later. Because as I know today, I took that first drink. But I couldn't understand that. I don't remember anything. That my life was spinning over and over and over again. And I said, I even ended up living, I was homeless about 11 years. And I ended up living in the garage. My friend Eddie just called me, Eddie Burke. And he kept me alive so I got ready to get sober. That man fed me, took care of me, a lot of people. I had a lot of good people in my life that took care of me, and a lot of people in these rooms. And I love to tell you the story because on the day of April 6th, 1976, I was walking on Lexington Avenue, and two girls come out of Spaghetti Works, used to be the egg house. And I offered one a drink. And she said, get away from that bum, and we'd come back and said, no, thank you. Can I offer you coffee and cake? I said, sure. And we started walking. And we walked to where we walked past the restaurant pizza man. I said, where are we going? Just keep coming. I said, I'm gonna have a orgy with these two chicks. And we're walking to get there, and next thing you know, we get to All Souls Church. And the Topanga group was meeting there. And they took me and ran. And I got downstairs, I saw two people I know, Brian, who I knew was chubby. And he said, my name's Brian. I said, yeah, well, he said, you're chubby. He said, this is Bob. And nobody ever called me Bob. I know people that knew me. I'll be 73 in 3 weeks. They don't even know my name is Bob. Because they see him RM. Red Fork, that's what they say. And there was a guy, Bobby, there. And Bobby's no longer with us because Bobby picked up a drink again. And Bobby sang with the Del Satins, and he was with Stan and my friends, guys I knew well. And they backed up Dion, they did this. And Bobby's not with us no more. And that's not judging Bobby, that's letting you know that he took that first drink again. And my friend Andy was a guy I tried, but he did about 29 years. And always tell me where it's the devil's when we drink red beer. Our favorite drink's our next one, boy. He can't get enough there for us. And I couldn't stand that he couldn't. Andy went back and got sober. Andy 12's got more people and more things, but he couldn't keep this gift. He couldn't have stayed sober himself 2 years, back 2 years this. But I always learned from that. And next thing you know, I was going to meetings, and I sent these two girls Shanghai me. And one girl name was Elise, I called her Shanghai Lou. The other girl is not with us no more. She killed herself. And that always, I don't really talk about it much. She come and knock on my door, which I made my bell and said, how did you manage to stay sober? And I said, staying away from one drink, one day at a time. And my father just celebrated 30 years. I got, he came to me and I threw him out of my house. And my sponsor, who's a woman, by the way, Geraldine, but I had to get a male sponsor. She said, he's not your brother, he's another drunk. And you take him to a meeting when he comes back and introduce him to two people, which I did. Came a couple of months. He's sober now 30 years. I stood out of his recovery like I was told. I never got anybody sober but me. My friend Helen, he was one of my sponsors, 26 years tomorrow. Louis has 21 years. I sponsored women because they trust me. For some reason, they don't trust women, but I make sure they get a woman sponsor. And the great thing is, I've been around them long enough that they trust women, and they're great that they do that. And, you know, I never feel that AA saved my life. AA gave me a life, because when my brother had a year, Sparky had a year, Jerry had a year back, this woman I know, and all these people, on December 10th, 1978, I decided to pick up a drink again, and I did. And then I came back, I got drunk in the bar, I was people placing names. And they always told me, you stay away from people placing names. And this one woman, I remember when I first got sober, I'd like to be a member of them things. They said, you stay out of bars, and I said, and they said, you can lead a horse to water. And I said, yeah, you can make them drink. And she just looked and smiled and said, leave me long enough, you'll get thirsty. And she was right. I'm an alcoholic, I do not belong to the bar. If I test the waters, I'm going to get drunk sooner or later, believe me. And things like mines are like parachutes, only function would open. We had signs in the days where you could simple stupid. I love it because I had to get stupid to get smart. I was a wise guy and I knew what he is, and I knew nothing. But I knew about staying sober. You could put on a head of a pin and 3-inch letters. Then there was things like Goya, my favorite old one. Goya, everybody thinks Goya means get off your ass, that's what it means. Utilize, don't analyze. You don't drink ego meaning the time will take care of the rest. They told me if you don't believe in a God, you're gonna get drunk. My IFR was the coffee pot, because I went to the meetings and no, it used to be an honest desire not to drink. And they turned around and they had, I went for coffee and cookies. But then I was doing okay with that, but somebody said, I said, my sponsor Geraldine, they're watching how many cookies I eat. And she said to me, well, if you make coffee at the groups, nobody's going to watch it. So I really was making it a game to believe. I made it a your thing. I made it at, like in the signal there, no. Anyhow, I just kept making coffee at all the groups. They used to say, if you got on the front of the basket, take something out. You did that today, you're in trouble. But these are the things I don't want to forget. I got my glasses up, so you gotta yell it. What? 2 minutes?
15.
Oh, 15, my God. I'm not a public speaker. And now, if you break my thumb, I can't talk at all. and then when I first went into meeting in Harrison with Geraldine, I was with this guy, and he said, can you stop drinking for a day? I said, no. He said, can you stop drinking for an hour? I said, no. He said, can you stop at 10 minutes? I said, no. He said, well, you haven't had a drink in 20 minutes. You don't know what you're talking about. And that was when he belonged to me, because it showed that I didn't know what I was talking about. And I didn't know that I didn't know what I was talking about. But I turned around, and they told me things like, you get to the meeting early. You join the 2020 club. I was sitting out here tonight. I like to sit in the back. A girl wanted to give me an 8-cat. I put it in my pocket because I like to see. Always wanted to get thrown in with me, or somebody not come over and say hello. That's a man knows me. I got asked where the bathroom was before time, if there's coffee. But there were some people that come over and said hello that didn't know me. And that's one of the reasons I keep coming back to meetings. They told me, if you haven't met anybody here, you haven't liked, you haven't gone to enough meetings, that's for sure. And you laugh, but that's the way it was. They just don't pray. They just say, you want God, you can stand to pray God. And the one thing I loved about my sponsor, she told me, you know, there's no conditions on your sobriety. And I said, no conditions. That's right. As long as you think you have it, I have it. You try to see. Then so you don't want to believe in God, you just don't believe in it. So that caught me back with my higher power for a long time, because I went and made the coffee that got me to go to meetings. Meetings. The most important piece of furniture ever got in these rooms was the meeting book. Then I would listen to a man that I would say, I would get in trouble every time I drank. But every time was I in trouble, the drink could have something to do with it. Boy, did he tell my story. And I said, wow. And I thought of that and thought of that. And boy, did I identify with that. Then, I like to tell a story because it is Christmas time. Geraldine used to say to me, this proves that you're powerless of alcohol because you have a hard time saying that word. She said, it's powerless and you don't understand it. So she said, tell me the time you went to your friend, Tommy Hawkins. Tommy's dead now. I went to Tom. And it was Christmas Eve. I stopped at him. New Year's Eve, I heard his wife saying, when is he going home? On January 13th, my birthday, when is he getting down out of here? And I left on January 28th or 29th because Joey Arch was my name, Hill Griffin, two friends of mine. And I was going to see the fight. Now Tommy didn't live in Chicago. He lived 92nd, first and second next to Rex Bar. My mother, who took me on then, lived in 92nd, next to 3rd. It took me over 30 days to get up a block, one block. That's the grip of the grape. That's what alcohol does when I take a drink. It holds me hostage. And I went up to the reunion this year at the conference 2 years ago, and I was up there with Chubby Joe and Ron and them, and my voice, I lost my voice at the racetrack. And then people said, man, that voice is going again. I smoked 62 years. And I finally went to the hospital, and the doctor, then they said to me, they tested me and this and that. And then I went to Mount Sinai, I had a second opinion, and the doctor, who's one of the best surgeons in the world, and they said to me, I don't need you drink. And I said, I haven't had a drink in 26 years. He said, I'm not asking you that. How much did you drink? I said, well, I drank pretty heavy for many years. He said, you drank a lot of whiskey. And I said, yeah, but except that, I'll pay my allowance out. So it wasn't only cigarettes. Well, I'm here, Anthony, whatever. But I haven't had a cigarette now, it's over 2 years. I wish I could have gave up the drink like that. I smoke four packs of caramels a day, maybe five. Joe knows. And the idea was the cigarettes I had always. The drink. No matter what happened in my life, I kept picking up that drink. I could honestly tell you I never made the same mistake twice in my life. Yeah, you look at me 1,000 times, yeah, but never twice. And that happened, over and over again. I get drunk. And if anybody knew, you just keep coming to these rooms. Because somehow, there's no magic in here. In the beginning, it's a lot of hard work. But I was told by people and my sponsor, you do things you don't want to do, so you can do things you like to do. Like eat, get up hard and get a bed. They do this and that. Like I said, I do not think AA saved my life. It gave me a life I wanted, which you had. People in these rooms. And I kept coming back. I go to more meets today than ever. My home group is Trinity. We're 31 years old. I remember when we started Trinity, 31 years ago, October. And we started the workshop, I'll never forget. We were Betsy Antique Shop. Then we went to 71st. And I was put aside of my friend Gary. I said, Gary, would you let anybody do to you what I call the next, I would kill them. He said, well, they could have what you think of picking up a drink. And then I remember, I said, you know, Gary, you always that quiet guy in the bar, nice guy. I always wanted to be like you. He said, you are. You and I were synonymous. And then the things I never forget. I want to thank Brian personally for making me laugh. When I come to these rooms, he told stories. I said, oh, that's goddamn Brian. Grease the banners, there comes Charlie. That's... But it made me laugh, and that's what I needed. So I got, when I got had an operation, they took my voice box out. And I'm still talking, that's amazing. But the idea is the support of the rooms of AA. When I got sober, staying in my country, when I got back 28 years ago, I was welcome back. The only place I was welcome back was in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And the support that went on while I went through this year, I didn't realize I went through one of the most dramatic changes in my life, and I shrugged it off. And people said, the doctor said, you made out a change in your life. That, and of course, when I first did it, because I could never went to school, my spelling was terrible. My penmanship was even worse, Joe knows. And my charade sucked. So, was the idea that I was in big time trouble. And then they put this piece of thing in my throat and they taught me how to talk. But today, you gotta break my dumps and keep me quiet or get me a manicure. My French eyes is, and we get him a manicure. But the point of getting there is the support and love of these rules. If you don't give it time to be around here, because you will get it if you do it. I always say I never said anything to stop anybody's drinking. And I never heard anything to start mine. When I 12-step, we 12-step with two people for that reason. Because I never say nothing to stop somebody from drinking. But they may say something that starts me drinking. Joe used to come to me. I would not want to thank Joe. He pitched it to me 6 months ago. And that the idea is Joe 12-step many people in these rooms long before he got to them. I don't drive. I wrecked 3 cars in Texas. And he said to me, you're going to go to drunk and driver school. And I said, great. I always wanted to learn to drive better. And then that first sergeant realized I wasn't kidding. folks that'll be here. But Joe would say, where's my drink? And I said, you don't get nothing. You go, finally Joe got to these rooms. But the idea is, there was always that help. I never had to do nothing alone in these rooms. If you're willing to put yourself out and say who you are, it's nobody's job to come up and say, wait for you. Say, hey, how you doing, or whatever. It's your job, your responsibility. That's what AA taught me, it's my responsibility to be for my recovery. The fellowship is the fellowship. I can put you out the door. But the program is for me and me alone. My sponsor drilled that in me. These 12 steps are for nobody else. No conditions. Well, if they do that, they're nice to me or what? No. That's for me and me alone, because changing nobody but me. You just keep coming. If you don't drink, you'll get it. Believe me, it's that simple. And keeping it simple is the greatest thing in the world. Thoughts are very important. I still try not to get too hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. I got a little dog that's home. Tonight he's not feeling well. It's not like giving him these nuts. Sick any other way, but he just got no pep. And he's a little terror. I care about that little dog today. That's a miracle. And one time I would have, I was stolen. Joe says I stole him from my friend Jerry. I think Alan gave me the dog, picked it up. But thanks to you people, you taught me the most important thing I learned in my life. How to stay away from that first drink. And if I keep practicing when I'm in these rooms and keeping it simple, one day at a time, two words I got out of my vocabulary is never, never say you never do this or that, because I'm not full up of doing it, and now I'm spent. I'm picking up a drink and acting out. I remember, and that word is can't. When I said I can't, they said, don't tell me you can't, tell me you don't want that. I can understand that. And have patience, and have a slow recovery. And I think we're out of time, right? I hope so.
1 minute.
And the newcomers just keep coming, stay sober till you get sober. You will see things differently. That's exactly what that means. I thought I was doing everybody a favor by being around these rules. When I went out 29 years ago, you know what I thought? I thought I was so unique because I was Shanghai. They say I went got Shanghai. And so I realized how many people came to these rules, that the church Shanghai and get your butt to AA. Drunk and driving, Shanghai, get you. The wife or husband that told them, you're going to leave them, get yourself up. Or the boss that says, you ain't got a job, and you keep drinking. I hear people say, I lost this, I lost the marriage, I never lost nothing. I gave it away because of my right to drink. They told me, you keep drinking, you're going to happen this. I made you people the greatest prophets of the world. That, and we're not prophets, drunks do what drunks do, and then the drunks know what they do, because they done it. Thank you all for my sobriety.